surprise, it was a woman who answered the summons, a large, coarse-faced, elderly woman in an apron. She explained that she was the commissionaire's wife who did the charring, and I gave her the order for the coffee. I wrote two more articles, and then, feeling more drowsy than ever, I rose and walked up and down the room to stretch my legs. My coffee had not yet come, and I wondered what the cause of the delay could be. Opening the door, I started down the corridor to find out. There was a straight passage, dimly lighted, which led from the room in which I had been working, and was the only exit from it. It ended in a curving staircase, with the commissionaire's lodge in the passage at the bottom. Halfway down this staircase is a small landing, with another passage running into it at right angles. This second one leads, by means of a second small stair, to a side door, used by servants, and also as a shortcut by clerks when coming from Charles Street. Here is a rough chart of the place.
"Thank you. I think that I quite follow you," said Sherlock Holmes.
"It is at the upper..."